ויהי כאשר תמו כל הגוי לעברת הירדן. So last week we finished that, we left off last week that the Kohanim, when the Kohanim entered the Jordan with the urn, so the Jordan River split and everybody crossed the Jordan. ויהי כאשר תמו כל הגוי לעברת הירדן. So after the entire nation crossed the Jordan, ויאמר השם אל יהושע לאמור, שהשם טוב יהושע as follows, קחו לכם מנעם, take from the people, choose from the people, 12 אנשים, 12 people, איש אחד משבט, one person משבט from each tribe. So if you remember, last week, Yeshua already chose 12 people, 12 people from one from each tribe. Are these the same 12 people than before?
Yes.
So well, depends why those 12 and last week, why last week those 12 were chosen. I'm sorry? If the reason Rashi explains of there that why does it choose in chapter 3, why does Yeshua choose 12 people? So Rashi says, Lo osit, for the future, because you'll need 12 people in order to take a rock, each one should take one and one stone. I said that's clear. Rashi definitely learned that the 12 people that were chosen in chapter 3 are the same 12 people over here. Malbim Do learns that the reason why, because Malbim says if the reason why Yeshua chose 12 people was to pick the rocks later, so I'm sorry, you weren't here last week, but it happened last week. So Malbim says if the reason why in chapter 3 he's choosing 12 people is for the stones, so why does he have to choose it then? He says it over here again, right? So Malbim learns that earlier the 12 people in the previous chapter was for a different reason. The 12 people in previous chapter was in order to be able to see, to testify the miracle that immediately when the ark entered the sea, the water split right away, right? That's why you wanted to one of each tribe, representative from each tribe that saw the miracle, that could testify about the miracle. So the Malbim says, so there was something else. This week is a new thing. It's another 12 people, right? That's the way Malbim learns. But Savu Osom Lemor, so command them as follows. Su'u lochem mizeh mitoch hayarden, pick up mizeh mitoch hayarden from the Jordan, mimatzav ragli ha-kohanim, from the place where the Kohanim stood, hochin shtemeshe avonim, take out or prepare 12 stones, va'avartem osom imochem, and you'll take it along with you, v'inachtem osom b'malon, and you leave it in the hotel. I don't know if the hotel, the manager is going to be so happy, everybody's going to come with their rocks. The truth is that if it's small rocks, my kids always bring rocks, so, but the hotel man doesn't say anything. The Gemara says that each rock was the measure of 40 saw. 40 saw is a lot of weight. 40 saw is almost, it's almost close to a ton almost. These were heavy rocks, right? So I don't know if the hotel manager will like it. But it doesn't mean the hotel. Malon means the place. But Malon Asher Talinu Alaylo, in the place that you will rest at night, that you'll stay over that night. Yeah, so the Gemara says it seems to be there were some very strong people at that time. So
it's interesting that they think that Eretz Yisrael doesn't have enough rocks, we have to bring them in from the other side of the
right,
Jordan.
So we'll see what's the point of these rocks. We'll see soon why do you need to take out rocks. So okay, so that's what Hashem told, that's what Hashem told Yeshua to tell the people. Ayikru Yeshua Shnei Ma'aser. I think today we're lucky. We're going to be finished very soon. Ayikru Yeshua Shnei Ma'aser. Ish. It's one chapter a week, so I was tempted. So we'll see. Yeah. Ayikru Yeshua Shnei Ma'aser Ish Asher Hichim Ibnei Yisrael. So Yeshua called the 12 people Asher Hichim Ibnei Yisrael, which over here it would seem to indicate that he already prepared. It's referring to the first ones, right? So. One second. Okay. So the truth is, the Malbim says it could be that he took the 12 people that he already had chosen previously. But the old Mamim says is that what he the reason, the purpose why he chose him earlier wasn't for this. It was for a different reason. Once he had already chosen 12 people, so he took, Hashem told him to take 12 people, he took those same 12 people, Yishecho Mishovet, Yishecho Mishovet, Ayom Anem Yeshua, Ivru Lifnei Aroin Hashem Elokechem, so pass in front of the ark, Hashem Elokechem, El Torech Hayavn, in the Jordan, Vohorimu Lochem Ish Even Achas Al Shichmoy, and each one of you should pick up one stone, Al Shichmoy, on your shoulder, Lemispar Shifte Bnei Yisroel, you should have the amount of rocks corresponding to the amount of tribes of the Jews. So then what does it say? The man tiyah, so why are we taking these rocks? What's the purpose of these rocks? The man tiyah zois ois bekir bechem. So this should be a sign amongst you. Ki shalun benichem mochor lemoir. If when your children will ask you, lemoir as follows, ma hu avodim ele lochem, what do you need those rocks for? Yeah, they'll come to the hotel, you find the rocks, like, what's the purpose of these rocks? Amartem lohem, so you'll tell them, asher nichusu mimea yarden, if in order to remind you that the Jordan was split b'pnei Aaron b'ris Hashem, because of the Aaron b'ris Hashem, v'ovroi b'yarden, nichusu, because when the ark crossed the Jordan, nichusu mea yarden, the water split. And these rocks should be a zikoron memory of Bnei Yisrael ad olam, forever. So the Mabim points out, if you go to the end of the chapter, Pasuk Chof, we're going to skip a little bit. Pasuk Chof, if you go to the end of the chapter. Oh, I told you. So the Pasuk says, the Pasuk Chof in verse 20, I mean. Yeah, you're right. It's a good point. 20. Veshtem Eschel Avonim O'ele, Asher Lokhu Min Hayardim, and those 12 rocks that they took from the Jordan, taken Yeshua by Gilgal. So he put it by Gilgal because that's the place where they stayed overnight, was in Gilgal. Ayomer Abnei Yisroel Emor, and he told the people as follows, Asher Yishalun Beneichem, Mochor Es Avosom Lemor, Ma'u Avodim O'ele. So it seems a little bit repetitive. They told them, Jewish people, when your children will ask you, Ma'u Avodim O'ele, what are those rocks? For datem es Beneichem Lemor, you'll tell them, Be'avosh Ovar Yisroel Es Hayarden. So you'll say that when the Jordan was dry, when in a dry Jordan did Hashem cross the Jews through the Jordan. Asher hoivish Hashem lokechem es me'ayarnim, Hashem dried the me'ayarnim yipnechem adovrchem until you crossed it, kasher otsu Hashem lokechem yamsuf asher hoivim pnenu adovrinu. The same thing that Hashem did to the yamsuf, right, that they also dried the yamsuf in order for us to cross. So the Mabim points out that it seems to be redundant. Why is it repeated again? He said it already before. Right? So the simple pshat could be that this time in Pasuk Hey, Yeshua is speaking to the 12 people, he's not speaking to all the Jews. In the end of the chapter, Vayomer Lehem Yisroel, he's telling the Jews. Right? That could be the simple pshat. The Mabim points out there seems to be a few differences in the way it's mentioned in the first time than the second time. In the first time it says, Kishalum Benechem Mochor Ma'u Avodim O'ele Lochem. What are these rocks lochem for you? What does it say in the second time? Shishalu b'neichem machar, atavoy shonim, or ma'u avodim o'ele? What are these rocks? So that's number one. Number two, the response seems to be a little bit different also. What's the response? V'amartim lochem asher nichus omei me'ayar, mipnei Aaron b'ris Hashem. Because the sea was, the water was split, because of the Aaron Brit Hashem, when the ark crossed the Jordan, that's when the water split. What does it say the second time? Don't say anything about the ark. Don't say that when the ark went into the sea, that it crossed. Right? So the Mabim points out those differences. Says the Mabim that it says two different things. There were two purposes for the rocks. One was the purpose for the people that just crossed the Jordan now. They knew that the Jordan was crossed. They didn't need the stones to remind them that the Jordan was crossed. They saw it, right? They don't need someone to remember to remind them because they saw it. They experienced it. So that's what he said. The first time it says, "Ki amru ma avodim ha'ile lochem." What's the purpose for you? You saw, you don't need a memory. What do you need those rocks for? So the Veil says that the reason is to remind us what caused the crossing of the Yam Suf. To remind us that it's the Oren Bris Hashem, that it's the, when the ark went into the sea, that's what caused the Yam Suf to cross, the Yavin to cross. Right? That's the purpose. In other words, for the Jews that just crossed the Jordan, the purpose of those rocks was to remember what was the cause of this, what made the split. It's the schus of the Oren, like we spoke about last week. That's what it says, that's what is for the purpose for now. The next time it says, Ki amru lochem ma avonu ele, it says, what are these rocks? What's the purpose? Not lochem for you, but in all generations. What's the purpose of the rocks? And that you would say, that's just, you need the rock to remind yourself that there was such a miracle, as a testimony that there was a miracle of the crossing of the sea. That's what it says the second time. See, Malbim says, that's what it says, by your source in Pesach Zayin, it says two things. Amartem lohem, let's see the Pesach again, Pesach Zayin. Amartem lohem, so you'll tell them, Asher nichesu me'me ayadin, mipnei aron bris Hashem, bo'obro b'yad nichesu me'ayadin. First of all, you'll tell them that the water split, because when the ark went into the water, that's what caused the water to split. That's number one. Number two, and then that's the second thing which we mentioned later. The rocks will be the jetzels as a memory of to testify that the miracle happened. That's the second thing that's the second thing which we mentioned later. That's what Mabim learns. Okay, let's see. Ches v'yasu came in Israel. So the Jews did kasher tzivo Yeshua v'yisu shtem esche avonim. So they carried 12 rocks. Stones and from the Jordan, according to the number of tribes, and they carried it along with them El Amalon, to the place where they stayed that night, and they placed it there.
So, question.
Yeah.
The drying of the Jordan.
Yeah.
Compared to the drying of the Yam Suf.
Right.
In the Yam Suf case, they were being chased.
Right.
Yeah, they're not being chased.
Right.
So why is there a miracle?
But both was a miracle. Last time when I went to the Jordan, it didn't cross. It didn't dry up for me.
But you crossed it.
Huh? I broke my hand actually. But
that's enough.
Yeah. So it doesn't say that the circumstances were the same, right? But the miracle itself was a miracle in both cases. Okay. It's interesting. I mean, the truth is that I don't know if we always mention them. Right? For example, when by Korach lokhu ish machtosom, right? So there was one. So each one took a each tribe also took a machto. It doesn't say over there which Nesim it was.
That's
true, because it wasn't good. Right. Now the truth is, when does it mention the 12? The only time the does mention is by the Meraglim.
The Nesim, for example,
right. Could be as princes, as representative. I don't know. I didn't see anything. I'm not sure.
He didn't mention the...
What? No, I hear.
The similarity of the language...
Of always of the 12 Nesim. Right. The same language, Vamartelohem, I hear. Very good point. I didn't think of that. Right, I hear. It's a very good point.
It does it twice over.
But Ishechad probably means Ishechad, that each individual should carry his rock, maybe.
So what about further up? In Aleph Beis?
Where? Which puzzle?
The very beginning of Dalet.
Yeah. Ishechad Mishavet it would mean one person from a tribe. It doesn't mean from every tribe. Ishechad Ishechad Mishavet means from every tribe. Right? If we just say Ishechad Mishavet, we would say there's one person from a tribe.
Okay.
Right, so that's Ishechad Mishavet. Right. If we would have said Ishechad Mikol Shevet, you would have asked, why doesn't it say Ishechad Ishechad Mishevet? So, yeah.
It's a poetic way.
Now, Stan, I hear the point you make. It's interesting. So, Vayatsu came Bnei Yisrael, Kashel Tzibu Yeshua, okay. Alright, Ushtemetzche, fine. Ushtemetzche Avanim, Hekim Yeshua Betoich HaYarden, Tachas Matzav Ragle HaKohanim, Noise Aron HaBriz. So, what is that? So this is, seems to be a second pair of rocks. It's very rocky. So the way the Malbim learns is that they removed Avanim from where the Kohanim were standing. So Yeshua took another 12 rocks, Hekim Yeshua Betoch HaYarden, Tachas Matzev Ragle HaKohanim Noise Aron HaBriz, and he placed a new set of rocks instead of the rocks that we're taking out. Yeshua replaced them with another set of rocks. Noise Aron HaBriz, Vayu Shom Ad Hayom Hazeh, and those rocks were there Ad Hayom Hazeh until today. So what's the purpose of Yeshua putting new rocks?
It wasn't
exactly, but right? It doesn't say any command. So the Radak points out, Radak says that Aval Pi Shelo Roinu Shetzivohu Okel Al Eilu Avonim, even though we don't see any command, right? So the Radak says, but if you see Yeshua did it, Yodanu Ki B'mitzvah Okel also. So must be that he did it by because he was commanded. Right, that's what Radak says. But it's interesting. But what's the point? What's he doing? What's the
making a
road? So Sam, I think I saw somebody say that, you know, you took out the rocks, so they might be standing in mud, so he just had to replace them with other rocks, just practically, so they shouldn't stand in mud. But if that's the case, what's the point? What's the point said that these rocks were standing there ad hayom hazeh till today? So the truth is the one, if it's there as a symbol, it's a little bit difficult to understand. But the Jordan, when the Jordan came back, you wouldn't see these rocks anymore. So what does it mean that those rocks are standing ad hayom hazeh? So it's interesting, but the Abar Banel and the Asher both learn that they didn't replace the rocks of where they're standing. They put a pile of rocks and it was sticking out even after the Jordan came back. Those rocks were still protruding outside of the waters, right? And it was there also as a siman, as a symbol, right? So it's interesting that it doesn't mention it. Right? It's not Tzivui. So the Talmud mentions and says, Gimel Avonim, there were three sets of rocks, says the Gemara. Who knows the three sets of rocks? And where was the three sets of rock?
One in Gilgal, one in the river. I'm missing the third. This is what we call.
Oh, what did you say? Moshe. Well, which one was Moshe?
Probably some stones back then as well.
Yeah, so where was it?
Where was it? No.
So Nims is up to Omer, says the Gemara, Shlosh Mine Avonim Hoyu. There were three types of rocks. Echot Shehiki Moshe. One that Moshe established in Eretz Moav, in the beginning of Dvarim it says, Be'ever Ayan Be'ez Moav, Hoyil Moshe Be'eretz HaTorah Azos. So it says that Moshe explained the Torah. We have a Chumash.
Yeah,
because
we don't remember this. At least I don't.
But you don't remember the process by anything by rocks.
Yeah, it's not about rocks and Moab with Moshe.
Right, so it's the beginning of the
Torah. It could have been something that...
He doesn't say explicitly.
Yeah. I can't remember everything. You think, but he's telling us, you think it was trying to jog our memory here. But it covered up with nothing.
The older I get, the fewer functioning brain cells I have.
It's my point of view. We started out with a lot.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
It diminishes over time.
Where is it? Beginning of Tvarim, I think. Yeah. Moshe. So, what does it mean? So Moshe started Be'er to explain the Torah, write Lemor as follows. What does this have to do with rocks? So says the Gemara, because there's a gzira shover. Because it says another verse in Pasuk Kisovo, it says later in Kisovo, it says the Kosavto Alem is Kol HaTorah Azos. Asya Be'er, so they also, it uses the same language of Be'er. It says because after all avonim is called divrei haTorah azos be'er heitiv. Right? It says you should write. Moshe later we'll see about this soon. Moshe says you should write on these rocks as called divrei haTorah azos be'er heitiv. Right? So be'er heitiv also Chazal say it means translated in all languages. And over also it says the Moshe explained the Torah be'er haTorah azos leimor. So the gzir shov be'er the same way over here the Torah was explained and was written on rocks. So too, the Moshe already be'evar yarden wrote the Torah on rocks. That's the first one, says the Gemara. That's number one. Number two, that's avodim Yeshua. Then it says Yeshua b'torcha yarden. Then you have the 12 rocks that Yeshua put in the yarden. Right? It says v'shtemetzra avodim hekim Yeshua b'torcha yarden. That's number two. And then ve'echot shehekim beGilgal. And the third pair is the one that Jews established in Gilgal. So three times. What's the point of the three types of rocks? Of three times rocks? What's the idea? Especially if we say that we don't, that you can't even see them. So what was the idea behind that? So the Machshor, I think, says something very interesting. Machshor says, the Evan, what's Evan? The Evan always symbolizes something, a rock, something which is strong. So Machshor says, the Evan symbolizes one of the foundation of the Jewish people. It's like Evan, it's rock, it's strong, it's needed as one of the foundation of the Jewish people. Says the Machshor that over here, Moshe and Yeshua told the Jewish people the three yesodas, the three main components that we had of emunah for the Jewish people. Number one, Moshe established rocks in Eber HaYarden. What's the idea of Moshe establishing rocks with the Torah? So that's to remind the Jewish people that one of the tenets of Judaism is Torah min Hashemayim. Moshe put rocks to remember that Torah came from that we got Torah Moshe min Sinai. That's the first tenet. Machshor says the second tenet is that they put the avonim beGilgal. We'll see soon. Well, those avonim, the rocks that you took out from the Jordan and brought to Gilgal, they went through. They didn't just go straight to Gilgal. We'll see in the Gemara soon. We'll see in the Pasuk in Devarim also. That those same rocks they took to Hagrizim and Arevol, to Mount Grizim and Mount Evol. That's where they gave the brachot and the klalot. And afterwards, those rocks were used for an altar. And then they were transported and were put in Gilgal. So he says those rocks symbolize brocha klal, which is what's the idea of brocha of curse and blessing. That it's chav onish. That there is reward and punishment for what we do. So that's the second tenet that's like a rock that needs to be taught to Jewish people. That Tzchav Onish is the second tenet of the Kaisor. The third rocks were placed into the Jordan. What's the idea of placing the Jordan? That's we're placing the Jordan because to remind the Jewish people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could split the sea and could stop the sea from continuing. In other words, the third tenet is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh olam b'chol rega v'ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he could do anything with the world. So Machshor says that was the idea of the three rocks. Number one, Torah min Hashemayim. Number two, Schar v'onesh, reward and punishment. Number three, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the world and could change anything. So that's the meaning behind those three rocks. If we already speak about it, so the truth is that in our verse though it seems to be saying that the reason why you needed the rocks in order to remember the miracle of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the sea, right? The miracle to remember that maybe like the Malbim says that the Oren is because of the Aron that the water, the Yarden was split. It's interesting, if you look in the Chumash though, it seems to be that the Avonim, those rocks, had a totally different function. Those rocks is not something new. It's something that is mentioned already in the Torah. Right? If we look at Parshas Kisovo, this is it, it's already commanded, it says in Revi'im Parshas Kisovo, Vaitzah Moshe v'zikne Yisrael Saom Leimor. Moshe and the elders of Moshe and the Zikne Yisrael, they commanded to the people as follows. Shomor es kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzaveh hayom. Keep the mitzvah that I command you today. Vo'yo will be Vayom asher tavu es hayarden, the day that you will cross the Jordan, El le'oretz asher Hashem lokecho nosin lecho, to the land that Hashem will give you. Va'kemoiso, you will establish lecho avonim gedolos v'sam to'oiso basid. You should establish, right, take big rocks, big stones, v'sato oiso basid, and you should coat them with plaster. V'kosavto aleim, and you should write on it, es kol divrei ha-Torah azos bo'vrecho. You should write on it the entire Torah. There's a discussion of it among the commentaries. Did they actually write the entire Torah word for word? Ramban says yes, the entire Torah. Some say there was only maybe Rosh Hashanah was excerpts of the entire Torah. But the Ramban knows the entire Torah was written on those stones. So must have been pretty big stones. So that you should come to the land asher Hashem lokecho noisen lecho erez zov aschol v'dvash kasher divrei Hashem lokecho avasecho. So it's interesting. Over here it seems that the function of the rocks have a totally different function. Nothing to do with reminding you that the Jordan, the crossing of the Jordan. But the purpose of the rocks was to write the Torah on the rocks. So the verse continues. So when you cross the Jordan, you'll bring it to Har Eivol, to the Mount Eivol, and again you'll plaster, you'll coat it with plaster. And we see that later, the Nachum Yeshua, we'll see it later in Yeshua. You should build the Mizbeach Avonim, and don't use any metal to cut those stones. Avonim Shleimo Stivnes Mizbeach Hashem Lokecho, Volisu Oilos Hashem Lokecho. So you go to Mount Eifel, establish those rocks, write the Torah on it, bring Korbanot. And then again, and you write the Torah Be'eretiv and well explained, right, in 70 languages. So it's interesting. So what's the purpose over here of writing? What was the, if you learn this Pasha in its own, what's the purpose of writing the rocks and writing the Torah? So it's interesting also. It seems a little bit redundant. If you look at the Chumash of Eivon, if you don't have a Chumash in front of you, but it says first the kasavto aleim is called divrei Torah azos, says you should write. A few verses later it says again the kasavto alavanim is called divrei Torah azos be'eretiv. It seems redundant. Why do you repeat it twice? So the Netziv points out the first time it says you should write the Torah, the second time it says you should write the be'eretiv, well explained. What does it mean well explained? Chazal say means in 70 languages. What was the point of translating in 70 languages? So the Gemara says was not only for the Jews, was to for the non-Jews to see it also. So the Netziv says the first time it says that you should write it for the Jews. The second time you should write it for the non-Jews. But what's the purpose of writing it? So it seems that you're entering the land of Israel. When you come to the airport, there's a list of laws that tells you what you have to know in order to before you come into the country. This is what you have to know. This is, you want to be in this country. This is what you have to know in order to come to this country. These are the laws that apply over here. Right, so this was supposed to be known for the Jews and for the non-Jews also, right? So they go to all discussion why the non-Jews, did they have a chance to come to live with the Jews or not? I mean, there's a big discussion. We'll talk about this in a different time. This is page 1072, pasuk from Aleph to Tet. So, but the interesting point is that how do we coincide with the function of, on one hand, writing the rocks to write the Torah on it? Over here it seems to be that the rocks is in order to remember the Kriyas HaYarden. Right? It seems to be two different functions. So I think that according to what we spoke about last week, maybe it's not so difficult. Right? Last week we spoke about that what was special about Kriyas HaYarden, which is what the Rambam points out also, is that when the Aron crossed the Jordan, that's when the water split. Right? And why? Because the whole idea was to know that the reason why the water split was because of the Koach of the Torah. Right? If the Jews are connected to the Torah, it could change, anything could change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could make any miracle as long as we are committed to the Torah. So could be that it's the same idea. Writing, putting the rocks to remember the Kriyas Yamsuf, or especially the way the Malam says, to remember the reason for Kriyas Yamsuf, which was that when the Oren went into the sea, that would split the sea, right? This is the same message as writing the Torah on the rocks, right? To remind the Jews, you want to come to the land, you want to have a merit to live in the land, you want to be successful in the land, remember what will give you the merit for the land. Like this was written the entrance of the land.
It was not Aron and Yamsuf.
Not Yamsuf, I mean Yarden, I'm sorry. Right, so this is the crossing of the Yarden. Like what was with what merit did the Jordan split? Was the merit of the Oren. Right? The same thing also, you want to come to the land, and what merit do you have a right to be in this land? Right, this is what's stated in the entrance of the land. So it could be that both things are dependent. Right, they're not disconnected, not two individual things, but they're both connected. Okay, let's go on. So, Vayasukein bnei Yisrael kasher tzivo Yoshua. So. No, we hold in tet, right? The Shnei Ephraim Vanim Ekim Yeshua B'toch HaYarden Tachas Matzev Rag Lokan Nos Oren Abriz Vayisham Ad HaYom Hazeh V'Kohanim Nosei Aaron Oymdim B'toch HaYarden Atoim Kol HaDavar. So the Kohanim Nosei Aaron who carried the Ark are standing in the Jordan Atoim Kol HaDavar Asher Tzivo Hashem Es Yeshua, until all everything which Hashem commanded, everything was done אשר ציבו השם את יהושע לדבר אלוהם ככל אשר ציבו משה את יהושע וימרו הם ויבואו. So what does that mean? The Kohanim, they stayed in the Jordan until Yeshua finished to speak everything which Hashem commanded to Yeshua to say to the people, and everything that Moshe told Yeshua. What is it that Moshe told Yeshua? It doesn't sound so explicit. So it could be it's referring to the rocks. Right? And we just mentioned, you know, Hashem told Yeshua not to take the rocks. And really this was already commanded to Moshe also. Moshe already told earlier to take the rocks. Maybe that's what it's referring to.
Could
be entire Torah. Dvarim Kavzai. For what do you mean?
I don't know.
No, Dvarim Kav Zayin, that's the rocks.
Yeah.
Right, that's the rocks.
Yeshua, right. Told Yeshua, right?
Right. So that could be what it means.
But didn't we have Hashem telling Moshe and Moshe telling Yeshua, and didn't we have basically the whole Torah flowing in that way?
So what? He told him the whole Torah in the Jordan. So what?
A
long time. They told him the whole Torah.
Time. There's a lot of water piling up in the.
Okay, that's true. We said 300 mils.
Yeah,
we know that already. Yeah. Is that what Hashem commanded Moshe? That's what Yeshua told so people. So let's try to understand Pshat, right? It says the Kohanim stayed there until Yeshua finished to say to the people whatever Hashem commanded Yeshua to say, and whatever Moshe told Yeshua to say. So it's not clear what is it that Hashem and Moshe told Yeshua to say.
On several occasions, Moshe emphasized be a good
soul. What?
Be
courageous. Chazak ve'emat. So that's what Yeshua told the people? That Moshe told me to be courageous?
I don't know, but that
was a bit of
red.
What? Oh, can you read the whole Torah? Yeah, it could be.
No, but
it could be.
But it tells him exactly what he's supposed to do when he's going to cross the
you mean to take the rocks? Right. Right, that's a simple shot. What to do with the stones? Right, so in other words, so that's a simple shot. The Gemara, though, the Gemara says something else. The Gemara says, I understand the Gemara. So the Gemara says over here, Odom Beyarden, the still in the Jordan, Omar Elohim, Yeshua told him. Yeah? So Rashi says, what? It's suspense. But Rashi says, where does the Gemara know this from? So says Rashi, like it says in the verse in Yeshua, והכהנים לא יישאו אורן עומדים בסוח הירדן עד תום כל הדבורים אשר ציוו השם את יהושע לדבר אליהם. וזהו הדבור דאוך הכסיב במשה. So he says, so this is what Hashem commands, because this is what it says to my Moshe. What is it? Says the Gemara, Omar lohem Yeshua, Du'u al ma atem oivrim es hayarden. Then you should know, what is the purpose for crossing the Jordan? What is your mission when you cross the Jordan? And what condition are you crossing the Jordan? What's the condition? Vo'irashtem al menas she'toyrishu es yoshve ores bipenechem. What Yeshua is telling you should know, that the condition for you to cross the Jordan is on the condition that you're going to get rid of all your, of all the inhabitants in that land. Right? You're going to destroy all the inhabitants. Because that's what it says. Moshe tells them, if that's what you're going to do, mutov, then it'll be fine. But if not, boin mine v'shoifim eschem. Water will come now. Right, it's a condition, and it's very similar to Matan Torah. Yeah, it's very similar to Matan Torah. What's the Matan Torah? Hashem tells them that Kofalem Hakigigis, because Bochu, right, he took the mountain and he put it on top of him like a barrel, and he said, either you accept the Torah, if not, I'll drop the mountain on top of you. Right, similar way also. He says, if you're crossing the Jordan because you think you want to go live, just go rest and let the people live in the land, the water is going to come back right away. And what condition is the water staying? If your intention is, in order to destroy your enemies. Right, both of us, then we will be destroyed. The Gemara then says, or the Beyarden, and then the Gemara says, by the rocks also. Right, but I guess, so the Gemara says more, right? So the Gemara says not only the rocks, but the Gemara says also that the condition for crossing the Jordan is if you plan on destroying your enemies. I saw some other people say that when it says what Hashem commanded to, what Moshe commanded to Yeshua, it's referring to something that it's referring to what it says in Vayelech, in Parshas Vayelech, in chapter 31. It says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hein kovo yomecho lomus. It's Hashem to Moshe, look, you're going to die. Kroitz Yeshua, call Yeshua, v'siyatzu bo el moret, and put him in the old moret, v'atzavenu, and command him. Vayelech Moshe v'Yeshua, yitzatzu bo el moret. And then it says, Vayero Hashem bo el moret, anon, b'amud anan, v'yamud amun apet al moret, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. So Hashem told Moshe, "Hincho shoichem im abisecho, you're going to die. V'kom horom atzev v'zono acharei lehi necho oretz asher hu bo shome v'kirboi." He said that the Jews will go and will follow the idols in the land, v'azavani, and they'll forsake me. V'ofer es brisa asher korati itoi, and they'll forsake the covenant that I made with them. V'choro api boi b'yom ahu v'azavtim v'istarti ponai mehem. And HaKadosh Baruch says, I'll get angry at them, v'azavtim, I will leave them, v'istartipon, I will hide myself from them, v'yo lechoil, u'mutzor roz rabois v'tzoros. And a lot of bad things will happen, trouble will happen to the Jews. V'ma b'yom ahu, the Jews will say, aleim ki en lokah b'kirbi motzono roz ha'ele. My people will say, the reason why this happened is because God left us. V'nochi atzer atzer pona b'yom ahu, but HaKadosh Baruch will hide himself, al kol ro'a asher oso, ki pono elim achirim, because they went to foreign idols. V'ato kis v'lochem es ashiru azos. So therefore, write the Sefer Torah v'lamdu b'vnei Yisrael and teach the Jewish people simo b'fiem ma'atir le'ashir hazois le'ei b'vnei Yisrael, so that this shiro or hazinu should be a testament to your Jews that you're just going in, that you just, our relationship is conditional, right? So some say that this is what, right, this is what Moshe, Hashem told Moshe and Yeshua, right? So some say that this is what Yeshua was telling the Jewish people over here, which is similar to what we said before, right? Yeshua was telling the Jewish people, b'yarden, what is the condition for entering the land? You should know your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is conditional. If you hold your relationship, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. But if not, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove himself. Vayhi, so let's go on. Vayhi kasher tam kolohom lavir. So when the entire nation crossed, finished crossing. So the ark and the Kohanim and they passed lifnei ha'om. So what does that mean? Simple pshat. How would we understand? What happened? Because Aaron was in the Jordan and everybody crossed, and then simple pshat. Then Aaron went back to took his place back in front of the Jews. Yeah, yesh ba'aya. Because for those who already looked before, they know that if you look in verse, so in other words, what? Aaron already went back, went out of the Jordan. Yeah, what's the problem? Look in verse Tezayin, in verse 16. Save yesakohanim, vayom Hashem Yeshua lemo, Hashem told Yeshua as follows. Save yesakohanim, command the Kohanim, no se Aaron oedus, veyalu min hayarden. They should get out of the Jordan. Abaisai, they already went out, they're already in front of the Jews. They went back? They decided to go back again? Go out of the Jordan. So it happened when the Kohanim, they went out from the Jordan. So they removed the kapos ragla kanim echarover to the dry land, and the Jordan, the word of the Jordan, went back to its place. It was full. It went back to its to the way it was before. So what happened in Pasuk Yud Aleph? Difficult to understand. So says the Radak, says the Malbim. No, what happened is very simple. Over here, when it says verse Yudalu Vayika Shatam Kolom Yavo Yavo Garon Makran Lifneom doesn't mean they went and crawled and went in front of the people. Lifneom means like Leineom. They moved before the people, but didn't go in front of them, right? Leineom, the people were able to see. So what did they do? They crossed the Jordan from one side of the Jordan to the other side of the Jordan, but they were still in the water. But at first, remember how what happened originally? Originally, when they put their foot in the water, that's when the Jordan crossed, split, and that's where it was. So afterwards, afterwards, it says that the water, they went from one side of the Jordan to other side of the Jordan. They didn't go out yet. Afterwards, it says that they went out. That's why the Radak says. The Gemara has a different explanation. Difficult explanation. The Radak says he doesn't see the source for it. But furthermore, according to the Gemara, the verses are not in order. The Gemara says the Gemara learns
is manavar.
So the Gemara learns that what it says in Pasuk Yud Zayin happened before what it says in Pasuk Yud Aleph.
But Yud Aleph is said in the manavar already.
Vayikah Shetam Vayavor Aaron Hashem Vayavor it says what happened. Vayavor they moved, but according to Gemara Yud Ches happened first and then Yud Aleph. Says more what happened. So first, Vaitzav Yeshua is calling more alumina yarden. Go out of the yarden. So it says, when they nitko kapos ragla kohanim, when they moved their legs, the water came back. So where are they?
Still in the water.
No. They're on the other side, on the wrong side.
Uh-huh.
They're stuck on the east side, says the Gemara.
Why?
Al-Azavi Al-Eden, they're at the east side. So they're at the east side. So what do you do? So now, how do they get to the other side? How do they get to the other side? Says the Gemara, from here we learn, V'oron hoyo noses noisov. This was his first airplane.
They
flew. Says the Gemara, they flew from one side of the Jordan to the other side of the Jordan. V'oron hoyo noses noisov. This was the first El Al flight, yeah.
That's why I say by nitku kapot
raglot akohanim. This happened right away. They moved. They took their feet out of the water, right, and went down to the east side, and the water came back right away. Then afterwards, they flew over the Jordan. Says the Gemara, and that's why. You remember what happened with Uzo? Remember about Uzo? Uzzah wanted to carry the oven, and he was punished. When they were going to return the oven, Beis Hashem will get them one day, but they want to return the ark to the Beis Hamikdash, so Uzzah wanted to pick up the oven to carry it. He says that he died.
He tried to prevent it from falling.
Yep. Really? The Gemara says, So it happened that the ark and the Kohanim were carrying it to on one side, and the Jews on the other side. So the Oren carried its carriers over and it crossed. שנאמר היי כאשר תום קולום לבו ויהו אברס ויהו ראשם וכהנים בפני אום והדובר זה ננש אוזו. This is the reason why אוזו was punished. שנאמר ויהי סירב ויבואו עד גוירן קידון וישלח אוזו את יודו לאחו יסס אורן. He wanted to hold the oven. אומר לה הקדש ברוך הוא אוזו נויסוב נוסו עצמו ילו קודשקן. The oven was able to carry its carriers. Don't you think that the oven could carry in itself? So therefore Uzzah was punished. So there seems to be
were the Kohanim carried along with the ark across?
That's what it says.
So they didn't go in the water.
No. It was like parachuting. Oh. Like they did parachuting over the Jordan. But the truth is, but this, so what does that mean? Does it mean that this always happened? The oven always carried its carriers?
So I
saw, I don't remember now where I saw it, it was all last night, I can't remember where I saw it. I saw somebody says that this didn't happen all the time. Usually they would carry the oven. When did it happen that the oven knosed nosof? Only when the oven acted like an oven, and it was usually the oven was just carried and didn't perform any miracles. Over here in this instance where the oven caused the split of the sea, right, it acted like, so it behaved as something which was supernatural. Only in such instances was he gnosis nosof. So question is, if so, what exactly happened by Uzo, right, that over there it also had to be gnosis nosof. That's not so clear. But anyway, but that's the way the Gemara learns. But according to the Gemara, it comes out that verse 18 happened before verse 11. Right, it's out of order. First, they went out of the Jordan and stayed on the east side, and then in verse 11, Vayikashatam kolom lavo vayabor ogon Hashem akwanim fneom. They flew over the Jordan. Oh, we'll see the next week. That's next week. Leave the angel for next week.
I'm following it. They went into the Jordan, it split, and then they went back to the east.
It says right away when they put their left foot in the sea,
boom.
And then it says right away when they picked up their foot, one came back.
Okay.
So where are they? So the Radak says, I don't understand what the proof of the Gemara is. Very simple. First verse is saying they went to the other side. And then it says they picked up the legs and on the east side, on the west side, and they cross. And it says they don't understand what's the source of the Gemara. Right? That's what the Radak says. Right? But the way the Gemara understands, the Gemara is saying it says that they picked up the food from where they were standing. So he says if they were standing on the east side and they picked up the food, must be they're still standing on this east side. So how they get back? Must be over Gnosis, no so. That's what Moses says.
If the water came back when they took their
when they walked out of the Jordan, the water came back. So they were standing on the east side now, and
after all the people had passed.
Yeah, of course.
So what did they just immediately? They lose their sense of direction all of a sudden?
No.
The purpose was the Jordan River to
Right.
So
they're
in
the water, so it's the people go across it and they go.
No, but don't say they go. That's what I'm saying. Don't say they go. All it says, they went out. They went out where they were. They went out, and then they go the way they go. The oven doesn't need to cross in dry land. The oven flies.
It's a bigger miracle than the water.
Right. And then when it started again on the wrong side of it. And they had to cross it again.
Right. Exactly. Right, that's the thing, that's the point. Anyway, we'll talk about it later. Vayavru b'nei Reuben b'nei Gad v'chad tushev ha'yam Menashe.
What are they,
Farblanche
and all this?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
So now we cross the Jordan, we're ready to go into the land of Israel. So now, even though usually they were going in order of tribes, but now Reuben and God take the lead. They were the warriors. Reuben and God, and now it's interesting. Not only was there a condition that they had to assist, but they were the leaders. Right? They're the one who led the whole military. So Vayabu b'nei Reuben b'nei Gad v'chatzi b'nei Menashe chamushim lifnei b'nei Yisrael. They're going in front. Kasha diba aleh Moshe. Ka'arboim elef chalutze hatzava. There were 40,000 soldiers. Ovru lifnei Hashem la milchomo el arvo siricho. What does it mean? Ovru lifnei Hashem. So they went in front of the Aaron.
Maybe.
That would be interesting. So the Ramban is Ramban in Achimos. Ramban speaks about the land of Israel. We spoke about this many times. And he said the land of Israel, this is the land where there is a direct divine presence in the land of Israel. So he said, that's the Pshat. Lifnei Hashem, he brings this verse. He says, you see, like it says in the verse, that Chalusim Lifnei Hashem. When you enter Israel, this is like going Lifnei Hashem, because the land of Israel is like Kodesh Baruch Hu's land. That's what the Ramban learns. Poshe Pshat, Lifnei Hashem means, because what Hashem command, right? L'shem Hashem means, Lifnei Hashem means because of Hashem's command, or L'shem Hashem. I think that's what Marbim learns.
So this was like the commander in chief inspecting the troops kind of thing on the first explanation?
The Marbim says, Lifnei Hashem rotz lomar lishmo. Right? L'shem Hashem, la milchomo, elav aso iricho. Ayoyim ahu, he says, no, so that's the proof of what Marbim says. Lishmo, v'loy kubotchim al gvurosom. Not because they said they were strong, right? They're going lishmo, l'shem Hashem, meaning with Hashem, hoping Hashem will help them. So after this whole story was the crossing of the Jordan, like Hashem promised, right? We saw last week, Hashem told them, today I'm going to make you great, like the Jews, that the people will see the same way I was with Moshe, so too I'll be with you. That's what the prophet concluded. Right? That's what Hashem told them. That will be the outcome of the splitting of the Jordan. Yomer Hashem Yeshua Limo. So Tzavetz HaKohanim Noise Aaron Oedus. So command Noise Aaron Oedus Vayalu Min HaYarden. So we spoke about this. Vayitzav Yeshua HaKohanim Limo Yeralu Min HaYarden. Vayi Vayalois HaKohanim Noise Aaron Bris Hashem Mitoich HaYarden Nitku Kapiz Ragla HaKohanim HaKharovo. Right? They moved the foot of HaKharovo to the dry land. Vayishuvu Me HaYarden Lim Koymoy. So the water of the Jordan went back to its place, to its regular stream. Vayelchu kitmol shilshom al kol gudoysof. So Maharal points out that this is relating part of the miracle. You would think there was such a high pile of water, you would think if it go back, it will spill off from all sides, right? But no, it went kitmol shilshom. It went in its regular fashion, right? It didn't overspill. There was no flooding. This happened on the 10th of the first month of the month of Nisan. That's, we spoke about this, that this is the source that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on the 7th of Adar, because it says that they crossed on the 10th of Nisan. We saw 3 days, right? There were 30 days of mourning. He told them at the end of the mourning, he told them in 3 days we will cross the Jordan. So if we know that after 33 days is the 10th of Nisan, so you calculate that Moshe passed away on the 7th of Adar. And the 12 rocks, the stones that they took out of the Jordan, Yeshua established by Gilgal, because that's a place where the Malon, that's a place where they're going to stay that night. The Gemara relates that Nes Harbe Nisim Nasu B'Yom Hazeh. There are many miracles that happened on that day. The Gemara says, "Bo rei kamunisim nasu bo sayom." Look how many miracles were performed in one day. Bo sayom, in the same day, Ovo Yisrael Seyarden, ubo lahar grizim ulahar evol, yeser mishishim mil, which actually this is mentioned later, but the Gemara will say that it's out of order. But they came to the man grizim ulahar evol, which is yoser mishishim mil, which is more than 60 miles. nobody was able to stand in front of them. Cholomim b'fnei miyam nitchas would get scared. Shenemar es emosai ashalech lefonecho. Ramosis kol ha'om asher tov gohem. Okay. So the Gemara says, v'achar kach hevi'u savonim. Then they brought the rags, the bonus ha'mezbeach, v'sodo b'sid, v'kos v'alim es kol ha'toiro b'shivim loshon. Shenemar be'eretiv. V'helu oilot v'shlomim. Right? They did everything which is mentioned in Dvorim. They wrote the Torah, they put Shlomim, Book of Bonus. V'kilu v'kiplu es avonim, and they took the rocks, the stones, ubo v'lonu v'gilgol, and they rested in Gilgol. Right? So this is all, one day was a very long day. Yeah? A tiring day. So this is Borei, this is all happened in one day. So by... Yeah. So he told the Jewish people, "Lemor, Asher Yishalu Bneichem Mochor Es Avosom." In the future, Kishalu, like Stan pointed out, also by when it says Kishalu Mochom, right? When in the Agoda, right? Your child will ask you tomorrow. Mean in the future, right? Ma'ar Avodim Oile or Ma'ar Avodu Azos. What's the purpose of these rags? For Datim Es Bneichem Lemor. You'll tell them, "Be'Avosho Over Yisrael Es Hayadon Azeh." Right. The same way that we say, "Babu zeh asher osa Hashem li b'tzeis mitzrayim." So b'yabosh over asayav naze. Asher roi v'yesh Hashem lokichem mesmei ha'arad mipneichem ad ovrchem. Kasher osa Hashem lokichem yamsuf. The same way that Hashem nito yamsuf. Asher roi v'yesh punenu es ad ovrinu. Right? So, but this was a memory that needed to be done in the land of Israel. To remember that this is our merit. In order to, if we want to say land of Israel, we need the merit of Kriyas Yamsuf. We need the merit of the Oren. The mandaz kol ame oretz. So the purpose of the Kriyas Yamsuf was for two things. First of all, the mandas kol ame oretz. All the nations of the world should know. Es yad Hashem ki chazokihi. First of all, the leman, that's number one. For all the nations, they should know that kiyad Hashem chazokihi. That's the purpose for all the nations. Leman yoreisem, for us, leman yoreisem, so we should fear Hashem lokichem kol ayomim. And we should have a fear of not just the fear of punishment, but the fear of awe, right? Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Hashem is so great. The purpose to remember the Nes was that we should remember Hashem is so great, kol ha-yomim, all the days. Exactly. An hour. Shkor.
Is it supposed to be exactly an hour?
I thought it would be half an hour. So,
yeah, well,
but I want to make up for next week, because next week
is
loaded. So next Beth Hashem will, it might take a little bit longer.
So one person who to carry the big rock on his shoulder.
Yaakov Avinu also was able to carry this big rock, right? So I'm not sure. I don't know, maybe they did the exercise a lot. Maybe they went to the gym every day. They were walking for 40 years. After walking 40 years, they must be in good shape.
Their legs were in good
shape. Shkoach, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I don't understand.
Should we make a diagram?
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand it at all.
You want a pen?
She did a. They said that when they. This is a Jordan River.
All right.
The east side,
okay.
Jericho.
Lower east side or upper?
Yeah. Well, depends. Wait, this is
wrong river. Yeah,
this
right.
This is Jericho.
Okay.
Jericho. It's over here. Over here. It's a Jordan. It's a Valdiga pen.
This is the east. I can give you a simple pen, but actually, right.
Right. So they're
this
here.
This is east. This is west.
Right.
So it says right when they went into the water.
The water
split.
Okay. Right.
And it says right when they took off their foot from the water, put it to land,
the water
came back. So if there was too much, if they're still standing here, and they moved their leg and went in, so they must be on the east side.
Yeah, under the assumption that
maybe
the later comes first and first comes later.
Maybe.
Right.
Then
yeah.
It's true. Right.
You know, you only move one foot at a time, human beings. You got one.
Yeah,
in
but
it says
"Pashanitku." It says "Pashanitku kape aron el harover."
Well, it could be the Jordan at that time. Oh, don't need that. Okay, Jordan at the time could have been like that. You don't know.
And therefore what? And
no,
what do you mean?
Therefore when they crossed it, and then when they came back, you know, they were on the wrong side.
No, but it seemed to be pretty
They could have crossed, and
it was pretty wide, right?
Mm.
It must be pretty wide, let's say.
Well, you don't know.
So they explain that some others say that the source for Tefillin, Nos and Yosef, are different. As Rashi says,
why don't we think that they advanced to the west and then left on the side that we expect in their progression?
Okay, here's another solution. Here's another solution.
Rashi says, how do we know that Rashi is where the Chazal come from? But it says Vayalu min hayaven. It doesn't say Vayavu, they crossed.
Okay.
It says Vayalu, they went out.
Okay, here.
Here, this is what it says.
El Vayalu. Right, so it says Vayalu, they went up. It doesn't say Vayavu, they crossed.
I mean, God, so
Vayalu, they went up.
It also doesn't say they backed out.
Oh, they went out of the Jordan, that's it. That's all they did.
But it doesn't say they backed out
either. It says Vayalu, they went up from the Jordan.
Yeah, but
it doesn't say they crossed the Jordan. It should say Vayalu, they crossed the Jordan.
So
they put the 12 rocks in, right? And then they got the here, and there's no water flowing here, but it's flowing on both sides.
It's still dry. That was last week.
It's even more logical that they went forward and then they went up the bank.
So
they doesn't say they went backwards.
It's Vayalu, they went out, they went up the bank.
Yeah, but the bank is in front of them. They're facing forward, no?
Yes, it's just Vayalu, they crossed the Jordan. That's what Rashi says.
So it's not in there. But the backing up isn't in there either.
What?
But
that's right, but the logical
when everybody has crossed the Jordan.
Which one are you reading? This one? No, Lokovei, this one.
Well, if we found the rocks in the statue, and
it said when the people had
clear
crossing, then the Kohanim went in front of the people.
The Jordan is right over here. That's the thing, but more learns.
I didn't say
that. Tuesday
and Sunday. Why? Okay, fine.
No, because all it says over here
is that we haven't gotten
there yet. Okay. So I'm not sure. Alu min go up from the Jordan.
We're spending my birthday.
It could be either way.
No, it's true. So because the problem is, Kovei says they crossed the Jordan already. The problem is, if already they already crossed the Jordan, so why did they again tell them go up from the Jordan? They already crossed the Jordan.
No, the people crossed the Jordan.
No, but that's why also, Vayikashar Tam.
No,
no, Vayabu, I'm going to Akranim Sneo Om. They went in front of the people. So already they went in front of the people. What did they went up?
Well, when did they pass in front of the... I see, they're reversing it.
Right, that's the problem. Well, they said already they crossed. They found in front of people. So what's over here? Must be that this happened first. But all it says over here is Vayalu, not Vayavu. It says Vayalu, they would Alu, go up. But don't say Avu, cross.
So what? So they went back, the water came back, and then they flew over?
Maybe they'll be wrong.
Okay, fine.
Mountains being held over your head, you got the sea splitting, you think a couple of flying priests is going to make such a big deal?
How are you?
Good. So it's
see you at the Shabbaton.
When you're coming, did you show you Sunday down this weekend?
No.
Yeah.
This weekend again?
Yeah.
Because of the Shabbaton?
Yeah.
You'll be. You'll have a burger switch?
Yeah. It might be.
Oh, so you.
She will have been tied up tomorrow night.
I'm not so acquainted with do English books, but let me ask. I'll send you an email,
okay,
and I'll find out.
Good.
I want just to tell you because I'm not so acquainted.
Let me write down my.
I want to have your email anyway.
Yeah. Let me write it down.
You heard about that Shabbaton, right?
No.
You didn't hear Shabbaton. I was hoping you were going to come in. I want to tell you about it.
Well, Yaakov called me today. I don't know what for, but
maybe it's tomorrow. But yeah. I don't know. Yeah. We're making Shabbaton, but it's in a week and a half.
Uh huh.
It's in Morgan Hill.
Morgan Hill.
It should be very nice.
And
we have there's already 80 people and like 60 kids, but
So where is everybody going to stay?
It's an hotel.
It's a hotel.
A sale, full board.
Okay.
$269 for.
Oh, you know what? I did get the invitation.
Oh, you did.
And just not in the budget right now. We wanted to go. Honestly, but it's.
I mean, if you need a break or something, we probably could do something.
Well, it's just not in the budget. I mean, Susie's going on a trip for Women's League to Florida tomorrow, and it's just we're Friday rather, but and even fortunately that's all paid for by Women's League, so and by Sisterhood, but really we just don't right now. I haven't been working for a while, so
we don't have a job now.
Well, I have a job, but it doesn't. It's with a startup that has no money yet. So
okay.
so it's like. And I had to leave my last startup because it ran out of money.
Really?
You know, I worked there for like the last 6 months for free. So
wow.
So it's been so.
Well, I understand.
You know, it's part of Silicon Valley. You know, it's you know if
right.
you know if you want a job, you got to make one. You know, it's like I mean there are jobs haven't been growing on trees lately, but although it's getting much better now. But the valley here is still really hurting.
I mean,
there's a lot of technical people, a lot of sales people. You know that aren't working because just it's, you know, there's 10, 20 excellent people for every job right now.
So
you compete and you know and you just have to wait till you're one of the you're the top one.
I understand.
For whatever you're going after.
I understand. So let me write on your
yeah.
information. I'll put it in my address box.
Yeah. It's easy. It's just Weitzman. Oops. I'm not having any luck with. I should write on that. Just Weitzman. At SBC.
Okay. Oh, that man.
Right. Excellent.
Okay, wonderful. It was good to see you again.
Yeah.
No, I've been, you know, the meaning to get back since you got back from all the Klim. Ran ולבות וכמי דרב ואומר לי זיל
Aile le pure chlosa und la ke graf se rei ve yavk. Bai shu shom la ke graf se rei shim osim rechaim lo chol yosef nech min. ולהצילו מחוד קדום על הקמבון יאפ יוסף הבאי וכל קושי לב חיוס מגרל שראי לכאן תחילה דורך נופה בריחה יד הבאי יומן תיסי לי דוב יד מר אומר שמואל אני רבושון יבין מזמין מהבריחה ידע בא ידעו לפוסק המדרבו אמר לזיל אילה על לפור יכלו עוצם לה וכך שרחנו יוסף וכוכו שילך יוסף גרב ש... רב שרב ואבא שמרגליים מותם לא יציון לאשפו רב שרב ואבא שמרגליים מותם לא יציון לאשפו כשהוא מרזירוי נויסם בוי מים הוא מרזירוי תומינוג רב שרב אגב מונעין בפני עצמו אלוהי סוב מן ימיד שמו אלוהי סבורים על תמיד עם דווקא שירי נוקד דאגם מאוד נשורי לטל תתראי אבל לפני עצמו אלי תראי עוד דבר מאוזן שעושנו כל שחייב הם לא עובר משום שוס משום רשוס משום מצווה בשבס חייבנו ביונטו באילון משום שוס לא אוהלים באילון לא יכולים על גבי בהמו לא ישוטין על פני המים